can get you guys out of here.
Well, so that we can get out of here, subtext?
No, first and foremost, Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you. Thank as well. You.
This is such a powerful project, and I was talking to Mr. Dreyfuss earlier before he jacked my hat and posed it. That just the preview alone moved me. I almost teared up, and I just wanted to know, as actors, when you read the subject matter, when you read the scripts, how difficult is it to desensitize yourself so you can allow yourself to see it a little more in depth and not necessarily be, you know, sick to your stomach?
I think the biggest thing isn't necessarily to desensitize yourself to it. You know, I think it's what we're trying to do is see things from every perspective that we possibly can, so that there's no cut and dry bad guy. There's nobody that you're gonna hate. You'll hate some decisions we make. You'll love some decisions we make. Yep. And it's. I think the leading theme throughout the whole thing is to remember that we're all human. It's not about a race. It's not about a color. It's not even about your job. It's about being human and keeping humanity first. So.
Yeah, and I think that there's absolutely no question that when this material comes to you, you can't be affected by it.
Absolutely.
But if you are a human and you've been living in you know, some sort of, you'd have to have been living in a box to not understand what's going on in society.
Yeah.
And so as much as it was a prescient project, we'd all been thinking about this stuff for a long while. I was very glad it came to me. And what I think Max said really beautifully is that this material, you know, we were living it. We were already had our own preconceived ideas about it, and then you're living this thing, and then Alton Sterling gets killed, and then Philando Castile gets killed, and then the Dallas shootings, which are the reparations for, and a bunch of police officers get killed, and it's an appalling situation that we're in, and all we're trying to do is shine a light on it. We're not trying to tell you what to think. We're just trying to shine a light on it and get people talking about it and hopefully make some human decisions.
Exactly. This project is being presented as a 10-hour-long movie. It's the first time that I've seen anything like this. I think it speaks to Fox blazing trails and setting a standard, if not an example, for the other big three. Mm-hmm. I wonder what's it like for you guys to be under this umbrella.
I just want to say, I think that one of the most important things about this project is that it was greenlit, all 10 episodes on the air. They call it 10 on the air or 12 on the air. And so I possibly wouldn't have done it if it was just a pilot. The fact that it was being committed to, the fact that people were making decisions like this, I thought was amazing. And so you know that it's going to be given the air to breathe and it's going to be put forward to the audience in the right way. And so for me, that was just such a positive sort of indication of where Fox stood and where Dana and Gary were coming at it from.
Yes.
It was amazing for me to be part of.
On a lighter note, did you get your arroz con pollo for the holidays?
I definitely did. My mom hooked it up, you know, so I'm proud of that. That and her carrot cake. You can't beat that. Can't beat it. No, but it was actually a really great holiday. You know, after working on this show and on the breaks, I was home in New York, in Staten Island. So it was the first time that I really got a chance to, like, be around my family, all of my siblings, all of my nieces and nephews, and just get a time to decompress, you know, with everything going on, with all of the shows that we've done and how heavy both shows are, oddly enough, it was definitely well needed. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Being in Charlotte is very different from being in New York, L.A.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what it was like filming in Charlotte and actually being around the people?
Well, I think to be fair, Charlotte is a wonderful multicultural melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. All human life is there. And so, to me, it felt like a city. It felt like a city with, like, a pulsing, vibrant city.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not until you go outside like it is in any of the places where I come from. London is a, you know, 157 languages spoken in one street.
Seriously.
So, you know, it's not until you go outside that you really meet that aspect of the community. And I think that was when I sort of started realizing what North Carolina was. And we had an amazing time. North Carolina is a fantastic state. And you know, but like anywhere, there is, you know, the further you get out of the city, the more the divide is able to be seen. The more you see it, where places that you go, and but that's the same the world over. You know, we only have to look at the election map to know that the cities are one thing, but rural areas are a complete other.
The other thing. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's our time. Thank you. Thank you.